Blog Talk Radio.
We all, y'all.
Hey. All I want to know,
you heard me.
Get on 1016.
Get on 1016.
Hey, talk to the people, man.
You heard me.
Hey.
Talk.
All I want to know, you heard
hey.
Me. What the business is.
Right now.
All I
want to
know.
Yeah.
All I want to
know.
We
yeah,
here, y'all.
Y'all better with it, we ride.
All I wanna know is
what's going on, though.
All I wanna know is
what's going on,
though. All I wanna know is
what's going on, though.
All I wanna know is
what's going on, though.
All I wanna know is
what's going on. All I wanna know is why these niggas say they real when they the farthest thing from me. For real.
Hey.
And all I wanna know is why these women fuck with niggas that they know they not a hundred. Is it for the money?
Money.
All I wanna know is where the pride at.
Pride
at. Real. All I wanna know is why that.
Why?
All I wanna know is when they friend Mr. Hoover. A lot of niggas tripping, they ain't listen to you, Mr. Hoover. All I wanna know
what
is where the growth at. But all they wanna know
what
is where the smoke at. All I wanna know is why they killing babies. Got these babies killing babies. Man, these fucking people crazy. All I wanna know is what a real nigga. Ain't that Turner pocket slim when she was still with us. All I wanna know is where the hell the grannies go. Cause nowadays the grannies average age is 34. All I wanna know is when we gon' fix it. All I wanna know is why you talking ain't that business. Hey, for real.
What's going on?
Hey.
All I wanna know is
what's going on.
Put those hands together.
Hey, check us out, y'all. What's going on, man? Hey, this is the Movement 720. This is your host, OG Hunter That Business, man, aka Mr. Ben Ben. I'm waiting on my co-host. She got some issues again, y'all. Hey, I just forgive my sister, man, you know what I'm saying? I respect the business, but we are waiting on the call in. With that being said, y'all, again, I'm your host, OG Hunter That Business, a.k.a. Mr. Ben Ben. I appreciate y'all for calling in another evening, man, to tune in with us on the Movement 720. It's truly a blessing to have people to call in and partake in what we have to offer. And what we have to offer on this show is a lot of unity, a lot of understanding, a lot of reaching and teaching, striving to get the outside to connect with the inside. It's a lot of education that goes on here, but I like to say that it begins with listening. It begins with paying attention. We have some things on this show today that we're going to do that's going to see how well people pay attention to the show. So as we strive throughout the show to do what we do every week, I just want to ask everybody to pay attention to what we got going on today. Again, I appreciate y'all for calling. I appreciate y'all for taking time to hit us up, you know what I'm saying? But it's very vital that y'all pay attention, man. It's very vital. On today's show, we have a topic, and the topic of this show is staying in the course of your goals. That staying in the course of your goals. I want y'all to keep that in mind, y'all. And pay attention. Y'all already know it be loud in the box, man. That's every show. You know what I'm saying? Guy be turned up in this football weekend, so we're going to ride through that. You know what I'm saying? But stay the course of your goals. Please remember that. Throughout this show, there's going to be some things that we're going to do. Like I said, if you're paying attention, you're going to be given a few hints or whatever. At the end of the show, there's going to be a little quiz given, and the person that answers those questions correctly will receive a $25 prize to them. It'll be sent to them however you want it, you know what I'm saying? It could be MoneyGram or Western Union. Those are the two forms of ways we have to pay. But just a little fun thing that we like to offer on the show to make sure that people are really grasping what we have to offer to them. With that being said, again, this is your host, OG Hunter That Business. This is the Bim Bim, man. Look, we got a nice show today. We got a guest, man, that's going to be calling in today, man. I really don't want to say nothing. I kind of slipped and said something about it earlier, but I want to kind of wait, you know what I'm saying, at the right time, you feel me, to get that, you know, presentation taken care of.
And we appreciate that person being part of the show, too, beforehand. I just want to extend my gratitude because he didn't have to, but he did, man. It's very important you have people on the outside that care about connecting with the guys on the inside, man. So we appreciate y'all for that, man. It's a blessing. I just want to say it like that, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, knowing what these guys on the inside go through and knowing that this show was created to have a platform to give those guys a voice to be able to let the public know what they go through throughout the system of MDOC, how they're not receiving the things that they're supposed to be receiving, how the picture that's being painted by people that tell the story of what's going on the inside is being portrayed, you know, incorrectly. So these guys, you know, this show here is an opportunity for these guys to be able to let everybody on the outside know, you know, they need help, man. You know, it's real bad in there. You know what I'm saying? There's been situations, I know y'all been watching the news lately, man. It's like, I think it was like 18 and 19 deaths pertaining to, you know, just different things, you know, within MDOC. And a lot of these deaths, man, these parents want answers. So the feds have stepped in and begun to perform an investigation pertaining to finding answers of what's really going on behind these walls, man, with those guys. So we just want y'all to understand that it's real serious. It's not a game, you know. So when we say that we're speaking on behalf of these guys, we're really trying to reach out and get people to understand and pay attention to what these guys are going through. That's our goal and our purpose here at this show. With that being said, man, y'all already know we're going to go into our first break. This is the Movement 720. We ask y'all to be patient, ride with us, and we're going to do our thing. Y'all know how we rock, man. A change going to come, man. We just feel like if we have unity and people coming together, we're going to be able to make it, man. We really feel like that we're going to be able to make it, man. We'll do our thing. We'll go jam. We'll go ride. We'll go play a little music, man. We'll be back in a few minutes. You know what I'm saying? We want y'all to be patient and ride with us. We're coming back with our co-host. I see her right now. She get ready to ride in with us in a few seconds, y'all. So this is our first break. Kevin Gates, imagine that. Y'all keep that in mind, y'all. First hit.
No matter what. And no crying.
You ain't got to tell me
I know I'm crying.
Somebody you really love and they not dead.
Dug it up and roll.
But she dead to me.
Yeah.
Love you with all my heart. I swear to God I do. Don't forgive you, but I never forget what you did.
I'm not a human being, and I came up from nothing. Just imagine that. Now I got my own. Just imagine that. Try to take it from me, I ain't got it back. I lost day one. Just imagine that. Feeling like it's all on me.
I got it all. Chopping game with the president, we on a call.
Yeah, freely loose.
Now we flying over Bogota. I swear that I'm flying, it ain't no denying. I'm drowning, yeah, we going up. Got another female, see she wanna write nothing. Told her I ain't coming, you gon' have to pipe down. I'm in the studio, I'm on the ground right now. Like right now.
And I came up from nothing, just imagine that. Now I got my own, just imagine that. Try to take it from me, I ain't got it back. I lost day one, just imagine that. It's feeling like it's all on me. Soon as they fall, they gon' call on me. I remember when they used to talk about me. These days, no, I got it on, just imagine that.
But who do you believe? All praise be to God right now, I achieve. I've been to hell and back, now I'm seeing different things. And what we sipping on, we never said it give you wings. I don't get tired, I'm a billionaire, what you believe? I'm a breadwinner, I'm telling Malcolm X, rest in peace. A lot of bread, Japanese, red stitch, denim jeans. I ain't scared of death, say you wanna, yeah, we can squeeze you. When I'm alone on my trap, I was sad to walk. Listening to Biggie Smalls, I can't wait till I fall. It's just me and my dog, had a couple of flaws. I was bad at saving money, sent a dick by the fraud. I fell off. I got it. In Brooktown, in the big water, looking at the roof. I'm not opinionated, but I used to keep a tool. Never had too many problems till I had too many partners. Switch it up and call a nigga back, he know I got him. I put that on my body.
And I came up from nothing, just imagine that. Now I got my own, just imagine that. Try to take it from me, I ain't got it back. I lost day one, just imagine that. Feeling like it's all on me.
I'm no longer poking Carolina, had to switch the route, turn the beat up, I ain't all beat in the drought. I don't fuck with nothing but some scalpel. Dope game veteran, cocaine seller. You got Roy Moore better. 2 grand, quiet nine, make the dog food better. The one thing, a one, do a meal, no pressure.
Right,
and I came up from nothing, just imagine that. Now I ain't got my own, just imagine that. Try to take it from me, I ain't got it back. I lost day one, just imagine that. Feeling like it's all on me. Soon as they fall, they gon' call on me. I remember when they used to talk about me.
Have faith, everybody. Have faith. Have faith, everybody. Have faith, man. Hey. Hey, look, we back, y'all. I'm text fighting with my co-host. I want y'all to understand that this is a very serious situation. she got something going on at the moment, man, but she good, though. She finna be hitting us up in a minute, though. But I understand the situation, though, man. She really striving out there. With that being said, we're going to move on with the show, y'all, because we got to really go on with this, you know, tech curio, because we got some people that's ready to learn some things. So stay in the course of your goals. I want y'all to keep in mind we do have a special guest that will be appearing soon on this show, so I want y'all to stay tuned and be patient, y'all. We're right. All right, stay in the course of your goals. Okay, there's a saying that says, I'm going to stay the course. Stay the course. Okay, y'all, excuse me. This, my co-host, she hit me now. Okay, stay in the course. It's a phrase used in the context of a war or a battle. I'm going to say that again. When you stay in the course of something, the phrase is usually used in context of a war or a battle, meaning to pursue a goal regardless of any obstacle or criticism. I'm going to say it again. It means to pursue a goal regardless of any obstacle or criticism. When we speak in terms of words like goals, synonyms of goals are like objectives, targets, you know, plans, your purpose, or something that you intend to do. A goal is the object of a person's ambition or effort, an aim or desired result. A goal. I'm giving y'all these words for a reason. I want y'all to intake this, and pay attention. It's very important. Again, a goal is the object of a person's ambition or effort, an aim or desired result. My co-host hit me up again, y'all. Okay, ambition. I'm giving y'all these words in unison too for a reason. Ambition. Ambition is a strong desire to do or to achieve something, typically requiring determination and hard work. Ambition. So we stay in the course, right? And we're focusing on goals, but we also have an ambition, okay. But to achieving is to successfully bring about or reach a desired objective, level, or result by effort, skill, or courage. Synonyms of achieve is attain and reach, you know, to reach a what? A goal, right? Okay. In life, we have goals. We have a situation that we really want to achieve. Everybody has something that they want to do, something that they want to be. In the case of these guys that's incarcerated in MDOC, their goals is to break free from the chains of poor living conditions, lack of medical treatment, lack of legal assistance, lack of educational assistance, lack of recreation, lack of proper food to eat, proper food feeding times, proper water to drink, ventilation, sanitation, unsafe fire hazards, rodents. I can go on and on. You feel what I'm saying? That's the goal, to break free from that. When you want to break free from that, the conditions that these guys are housed in, under, I say, are inhumane. These guys are, like I said several times before, are parents, fathers, brothers, uncles, best friends, whatever. You know what I'm saying? They're human beings. It's not our job to judge no one, because for one, to be locked away from your family is a punishment within itself. I need it to be understood. I'm not vouching for anything or anyone, but I'm making sense. To be locked away from your family and loved ones and be deprived of your freedom is a punishment within itself. But to force a person to live under inhumane conditions is definitely, definitely not right. And that's what we've been fighting for. We've been fighting to get the attention of the public to see this, of how sometimes these guys don't get fed until 1 o'clock in the morning, dinner. You know what I'm saying? These things are unheard of. Lunch, 7 o'clock at night. Breakfast, 12 and midday, you know. All these things are not right. Being locked in the cell for months at a time without even being able to go outside for an hour at a time to get fresh air. That is a right that these guys have that they are blatantly not getting. It's more than just the death that's been advertised on television. There's a lot of things going on that's depriving these guys from their well-being and their livelihood. And all that's being showed is contraband this, contraband that. But in reality, how these guys are suffering is something that needs to be focused, because people aren't dying for no reason. And then with that note, I'll bring my co-host in. Shay, where you at?
I'm here. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. Good. You situated?
I am.
Okay. Well, listen, we riding, right? Check us out. We ride. I already know you know what we have on the title and everything. I was just discussing with the viewers and listeners how we're rocking with the show. I've given them a briefing of where we're going with this. And I would like for you to go and fill in, because we have a special guest riding with us today. And he's online right now, man, enjoying the show. I would like to say that he is. We're trying to educate the people, so you already know what we do, man. I'm going to go and open the floor up to you. Ride out, sister.
Well, we're talking about setting goals and why it's important to stay the course when you set your own goals. A lot of times we start things, but we don't finish them, which is not a good thing, because you never know your potential to know what real success feel like. And again, goals can be short-term goals or long-term goals. They can be simple goals to complex goals, as OG just mentioned. You know, all the time goals is not really, you know, something that that's huge that you can see. A lot of times it's just things that make you feel good about yourself and feel accomplished in what you do. And a lot of times we set goals, but we don't tend to stay the course to see them through. So in order to reach our full potential and or our goals, it's a few things that that's universal that not only myself tend to do, but others around me do as well, and I'm going to share those tips with you all. So the first tip, like I said, you get motivated. You know, take a look at yourself and see what are some of the things to your heart and what are some of the things that you would like to see. It could be something simple as learning how to knit a sweater to becoming a real estate giant. You know, it doesn't have to be something that's for everybody and for everybody to see, because all the times your dreams and aspirations are not everybody's dream and aspiration. So the vision that you have to accomplish your goals may not be the same vision that someone else has. So the first thing you need to do is surround yourself with like-minded, goal-driven people. You know, you can't hang around people that's not making moves and not doing anything that's positive and productive and expect for your ideas to manifest and into what you want to see. The next thing you should do is make sure that the goals you set have a meaningful impact on your life. You know, a lot of times we will see stuff that really doesn't necessarily relate to us, but we'll try to go and do it because it just looked good. So do things that's meaningful to you and that will have an impact on your life or the life of others. You know, a lot of times I set goals to where it doesn't necessarily have a direct impact on my life, but it has a positive impact on other people's life. And I'll use, you know, the conditions inside of MDOC, for example. A lot of times I'll go out and, you know, I'll do things to try to raise awareness on the conditions that our brothers and sisters face within the system. And it doesn't directly impact me, but it will have an impact to hopefully have a impact on the lives of the ones that are locked up. So,
hey, I do want to say something real quick. Say, listen, I don't mean to interrupt, but I do mean to interrupt you. I learned that from Smoke today. Check this out. This, for those who don't know, is the lady who gathered other individuals who was willing to show their concern for guys within the MDOC system, and had them had black and white, and I think red and white striped pants on, and handcuffed themselves together in front of MDOC, I think it was North President Street in Jackson, to stand up against lockdown and things of that nature not too long ago. So I do want y'all guys to know that she is speaking from experience. This is something that she has done herself, and we commend you for that. With that being said, that just reminded me of what you had did, and we really, you know what I'm saying, appreciate that, man, on behalf of those guys on the inside. Shay, you continue on.
Oh, you're welcome. You know, a lot of times that makes the difference when people do things from their heart than just to be doing things, because oftentimes we'll, you know, have goals, and when things don't work out the way that we want them to, we tend to not do it or have expectations that's not realistic. So, and that's another tip that will help us stay the course in our goal as well. Know what to expect and don't set unrealistic expectations. You know, I didn't have the expectation of lockdown is going to be over with immediately as soon as we go out there and, you know, block traffic and all of that, because I knew it just don't happen like that, especially if we would have went to jail, then we would have, you know, been faced with some unexpected expectations if we were not careful in our plans to do so. So, yeah, that that is a goal that is have meaningful that was a goal that had meaningful impact on somebody else's life, although lockdown did not per se affect me, but it affected those that I love and care for. So,
word.
The next thing you should do is, you know, since OG jumped in and mentioned that, I'll use that for an example as far as setting goals. When you set your goal, you have to make your goal a priority and work on it during your quote-unquote peak hours. You know, we all have that time in the day where, you know, we can turn down and we can produce results. Some people can, their peak hours are in the morning, some are midday. Some work better and be more productive in the wee hours of the night. So, and making the striped pants to emulate our brothers and sisters that was locked up. You know, I tried to do the pants in the morning time, but I think I did one pair of pants. It just didn't work. But, you know, I was up at 1, I think it was about 1:30 or 2 o'clock, and I had did 8 or 9 pair of pants. So I realized that's when I do my best work, is when, you know, the day has settled down. Everybody's supposed to have been in the bed and, you know, the house is quiet. So you have to find that time to work on, you know, your goals and everything like that. And it is always important. Make a move every day on your goal. I don't care if it's just a phone call, if you're writing a book, if you write 3 sentences in the book. Always make a move every day, because that one move gets you closer to where you need to be in achieving what you want to achieve. You know, it's okay to fall back sometime from your goal. You know, if you want to step back and take 1 day, 2 days, or 10 days, but during the time you are working on your goal, work on it every single day, no matter how small the thing is that you do to make your goal become a reality, because that's the only way that you will accomplish what you're trying to accomplish. And another thing is so important. Please sip from your own cup. My grandmama used to tell me that as a little girl, and I really didn't understand what she was talking about. But you can't take somebody else's goal and dream and then say, well, oh, so-and-so doing it, so I can do the same thing too. Chances are you're going to fail at whatever it is you're doing, because you don't have a purpose for that goal. So if you don't have a purpose, there's no way you can have a perspective on what it takes to even accomplish that goal. So it's so important to not do things because you see others doing it. You know, you'll lack the passion that's required to reach the goal in the first place, because it won't be in you to even have the motivation to, you know, do that thing every day to manifest your goal into reality. Kind of individual to do certain things. Everybody, you know, ain't going to have it in them to do everything. Like when we did the protest, you would not imagine how many people I reached out to. But when I mentioned, okay, well, you might go to jail, how many bagged back? And I wasn't mad, because I understand everything is not for everybody, and everybody not going to be on the same page as you are. That's why it's important to surround yourself with like-minded people when you are trying to reach your goal. And don't get mad at the ones who just don't understand your you know, purpose for doing what you're doing, can't even fathom why would you even do it in the first place when it don't affect you. So sometimes our goals are, as my grandmother say, God-given goals. They weren't given to you because of man, and everybody not going to come when you need for them to come. But you have to keep going whether somebody go or not. So pretty much that's how you stay the course.
I'm here, sis. Check it out. I got a text from somebody, man. Yeah, it's good, man. Let your people call in, fam. I want to say this. We got a brother online that maybe a lot of you people know. I do. As far as his music, he's a brother that struggled with us. You know what I'm saying? And I appreciate him offering his time to be a part of the show today. I really do. I want to extend my gratitude to you, bro. If you be a little bit more patient for about 2 more minutes, we're going to get right with you. I want to say this to the listeners out there. Now, y'all know how it is in the boxes. I always know it. But, Shay, listen, Muhammad Ali, a boxer, 1942 to 1999. They call him the sportsman of the century. That was a title that he was given. Stokely Carmichael. If you ever heard of the phrase Black Power, he's one of the first activists to initiate or participate in the initiation of that phrase. From Trinidad and Tobago. But he moved to Manhattan when he was 11 years old. George Washington Carver. He revolutionized several things. Maya Angelou. She was the first African-American woman committed to the Directors of the Guild of America. If y'all don't know what the Guild of America is, those are people that, you know what I'm saying, they represent the rights for the directors of, you know, like the media, the film writers, and all the different things like that. Frederick Douglass, North Star, black man with a newspaper. You know what I'm saying? All these people were achievers. They were achievers. They faced struggles, but they achieved. At the beginning of the show, when I was breaking some things down to y'all, I said to stay the course is a phrase used in the context of a war or a battle. A battle now, meaning to pursue a goal regardless of any obstacle or criticism. I'm speaking directly to the hearts of those guys that's faced with the atrocities dealing with MDOC right now. Obstacles. Y'all know who y'all are. As men, y'all know what y'all are. Obstacles. At some point in life, you are equipped with the utensils, I'll say, to overcome any obstacle that's put in front of you. You know that. Okay. It says, to pursue a goal regardless of any obstacle or criticism. You already know we ain't worrying about what the people say, right? Okay. But to pursue means to be ambitious also. And and once you're ambitious, you have a better opportunity to achieve your goal. All y'all got to do is rock with us and pay attention, man. It's going to make sense in a minute, you feel me? These words that I'm giving y'all, please pay attention to them for anybody that feel like they, you know, lucky enough to win that prize today. With that being said, man, I appreciate y'all for listening. I appreciate y'all for tuning in. I'm looking for my brother right now, Kruger. You already know I'm looking for you, and I ain't going to even, and since he's been hiding too, I ain't talked to him in a little second. I'm finna try to grab him though. Smoke, what we usually do, fam, before you come in, we usually let a guy, you know what I'm saying, from the inside speak. And we got a brother that we want to bring on real quick. Hold on 1 second. Y'all know how I be with this board. Y'all rock with me now. Hello. Kruger, is this Kruger?
Yes, me.
Might have the wrong one, though. Uh-oh.
No,
uh-oh. Boom. Boom. Okay. Okay, Shay, I got him. I got him. I got him. Now watch this, y'all. All right. This is a brother who is very, very wise. He's also a brother who is very instrumental in doing his best to help assist guys with legal situations
as far as not just their cases, but fighting against, you know, MDOC and the things that they've done, they're doing and continue to do toward these inmates housing these prisons throughout the state. Kruger, I gave a little glimpse of what these guys going through, and we're finna get ready to bring Smoke on in a minute, right? Okay.
Right.
But what I want you to do is, while he's listening, because Smoke has a story himself, you know what I'm saying? And we want the listeners to hear this. But we also, that brother got a book too, man. I want y'all to check that book out, bro. You know what I'm saying? Hey, he's still Smoke. He's still the guy that, you know, UGK. We'll get with that in a minute. But listen, I want Smoke to know what guys go through this time around. Like currently, what's the conditions? Just you know what to do, bro. The floor is yours, fam.
Okay, fam. First of all, you know, the movement 720 blog show is a voice for all. And we basically touch base with every round the globe with what we're trying to do. This is our voice. And we talk about humanity, you know, and prison reform, you know. And that is our goal, to push all the wrongdoing that's been done living in living conditions, you know. And we can't do this without the political push. But our voice got to be heard through the media so they can know what's going on. Because you got living on condition, like, for example, shower call. You got mold everywhere in the shower. It's inhumane. Some places, the roof is, you can see the ceiling. It's raining inside, you know. These kind of living conditions is very humane to us. And then you talk about brother with long sentences, you know, and then when you're dealing with the parole situation. And when you deal like that, like the entertainer Big Meech, he had a 3-year probation. He did more than about 20 years back and forth with stupid violation. They violate him on anything and make him bad this time and then put him back out and put him back in. And these are the laws that we need to try to change. Even he trying to push forward this. And, you know, you got the habitual offender. They charge them brothers and sisters, you know, with 3 strike crowd. Man steal a pack of cigarettes, get a life sentence or 30-year mandatory. You know, if it ain't number a slice of peace, it's happening in California. Man went home, chose a slice of peace, got a life sentence. You know, and even you spoke a while ago about death in this prison here. The number is 17 last time I count. Do autopsies on these? Nobody don't know. Maybe because it's the food that we receive. It's unhealthy. It's not fresh, you know. Or it's maybe be the medical. Well, all we get is ibuprofen medicine that you can get online for a nickel. You know, you're getting poor treatment and you're living in bad condition. You know, when it's going to be enough for we bring about change, the moral change that we face every day in this prison system. You know, they talk about prison reform, but where the form at? All we see is pocketing. They ask for grant, ask for more money, because it's an economic thing. It just ain't about black and white. It's about money. They make money off of us, and they treat us bad, but they want to hold us. They hold us because it's like pause money in the bank. We are their interest rate. Long as they keep us hostage up in this place, they make more money out of us. They produce. They get us young and keep us when we old and crippled, then push it out to our family. If we have family left, that man's been here 47 years. They set him off 3 years. So he go back to pro, he actually done did 50 years. If you ain't really able to take that man all this time, If you ain't really able to take that man all this time, ain't no real able to take you. And I ain't want to take up too much of y'all time, fam. I just want to say, you know, our platform and our goal, and we stand on the course putting this message out because we want to get together. and do a political push and ask the government to get this prison system right across the base, you know, and then form an organization where when every time a prison is living like this, that we can come in and scoop up and do what we do, straighten the matter up. That is our goal. That is our determination. They're set for. With that, fam, I yield.
All good, all good. This is my brother Kruger, man. Listen, check this out, y'all. All right. Kruger, I appreciate you doing that, man. And I appreciate the way you did it. I'm not going to hesitate any further. Without further ado, man, we got our special guest on, Mr. Smoke D. Mr. Smoke D, UGK. You know, I could say it, man. What you know about me, a young Jack Town nigga Smoke Nizzo D. You know, I mean, I could do that, but I'd rather let you do that if you got to, bro. But how you doing today, fam?
Oh, man, I'm glad to be alive. How you doing, bro?
Man, all good, man. We talked earlier, you know what I'm saying, and I gave you kind of like a prelude of what we do here and what this show is
right.
about.
Right.
You've been listening, man, you know what I'm saying, basically since we started. With what I said and listening to Sister Shay and matter of fact, she's your own girl, matter of fact, and Brother Kruger, tell me, just spit it to us, man. Tell us your vibe on that. Because you said some things that I would like for the listeners to hear you say. Sometimes it's best to just let it flow. So with that being said, bro, I'm going to open the floor to you, fam.
Okay. thank you for having me, brother, first of all. You know,
All good.
What I can say, you know, first is that you have to look at everything from a mental aspect. Everybody in there, you have to get smarter before you come, because I'm in a unique position to where I've been there for a long time and I'm out here. And so I kind of got an idea of what you all are speaking of. And like the brother said, it's big business. That's all it is. They don't care about no conditions or anything like that. And so it's going to take a collective effort of people that are in there and people that are out here to make this thing work, because they can scream and have all of the disgruntled complaints that they want. They're not going to care until somebody from the outside does something significant. And you can't, I don't think necessarily, you have to protest with paperwork. You have to do something that's suitable. And so out here, I can speak for what we're doing out here. We're putting a program together to come back into the prisons under a faith-based system. Because you it's like I said, you have to get Caesar what belongs to Caesar. And those people are not going to do any change about anything from somebody just talking. So you have to go in and create programs that are conducive to reform and rehabilitation, because they're not going to do it. They don't care. You know, they just want, like you said, they want to work everybody and just keep you alive, you know, just to work. So the first thing that I would say, based on my own personal experience, is to get smarter. You have to be able to communicate the right way. And in order to do that, you have to educate yourself. You have to know words. You have to know what they mean. You have to know how to code switch, you know. These are unwritten rules, but you have to be able to communicate the right way. And if you're in a place incarcerated, the main thing that you need to be thinking about is economic freedom, because that's the only way you're going to make it out here. No one's going to give you a job. You're second class, and the normal rules don't apply. It's set up for you to go back. You know, no matter how much you pray, no matter how, you know, what you do, of course you need God first, but you have to educate yourself. And you have to be prepared for what's going to come, because once a person is released from prison, it takes approximately 2 years for them to be released from prison. And what I mean by that is their body is out, but their mind is still in there, because you go through a bunch of conditioned responses. They blink the light when it's time to eat. They do this. Everything is conditioned and desensitized to keep you without the necessary stimuli that you need to grow mentally. This is all a mind thing that they do. And if you don't know what's going on with you, you know, you're going to be in trouble. You're going to forever be in prison, no matter when they let you out. You know, so I'm just thinking, you know, on the fly, it's programs that have to be put together. Case in point, you got 50 prisoners in the United States, okay? Now, some of them prisoners can get out of there and they have the right to vote. Imagine if you got a list of all incarcerated voters. That gives you a voter party. And so if one of these politicians, the mayors or anything, they want that vote, then they have to put laws in place that's conducive to change to get the mole out the shower. You see? Talking to them is not going to work. They respect paperwork and they respect their political position. And if you go at that, then they're going to do what they need to do. You know, another case in point, inside, outside, dads. A lot of guys that's incarcerated don't even know how to be a father. I'm one of them. But it's things that they need to look for that they don't know to look for. You see? And so the family system has been broken down in such a way to where if guys like us don't get together, and this has to be a collective effort, problems have to be explained to somebody that's really going to listen out here in the world, get those problems, put the programs and stuff together. I don't know if y'all had a J-Pay system in there, but they're making trillions of dollars, so they don't care. And the only way that you're going to get them to care, and they're not going to care, even in that, is to hit them where it hurts, in their political positions, in their pockets, or some kind of way to where you can get in there and make them look good, give Caesar what belongs to Caesar, and then go in and try to have programs set in place to where guys need legal assistance. You know, they take the money that our families give us, draw interest off of it, go buy something from their friend down the street, and then sell us some canteen and a noodle cost $1.50. You see, they don't care. So if you're looking for them to care, you're doing the wrong thing. You got to make this stuff happen. And the way to do that is to come together, educate yourself first. Educate yourself. Learn a word a day. When I was in there, I had a dictionary, a rhyming dictionary, and a thesaurus and a Bible. Those were my four things. And I learned words. And by learning words, it broadened up a whole world for me. You see? I can get on the boat and I can say, triple conversion, super heterodyne receiver. And I know what it means. I know what it does. You see, that's our biggest problem, communicating and learning what we do. Most of us are in the streets. We don't even know how to write a check. You see, you got to have everything in order and give yourself a chance. And if you're not thinking about owning a business or trying to do something to emancipate yourself financially, it's not going to work. You may have to work a job. But build that money up and set something in place that you want to do. If it's a truck company or whatever, but, you know, nothing is going to be easy out here. It's harder out here than it is in there. You can believe it or not. Because life is out here. And there you have time to educate yourself and learn about who you are. So when you get out here, you can talk, you can do the right things and make the right connections. Nobody's going to talk to you and do any business with you if you're talking like somebody off the streets. And this is not, you know, something that I'm just saying. I've experienced it. You see? So from a psychological standpoint, you know, whatever you got to do, one of the things I did, I learned words good enough. And what I would do is while I was in there, I would write letters to myself out here. Because, see, I was the type of person that wouldn't listen. And so when I get in bad terms, I go open up one of them letters and I remember where I was and what I was going through, and that keeps me safe. It's like writing a letter to the future, if you will. But these kind of things are going to help you because psychologically, if you're not ready, you're going to come back. You're going to go back. And that's what they want. They don't care. And as far as the older people that's in prison now, they want them to die. They can't build any more prisons like they used to. They can't lock them up and throw away the key. So what they're doing now, they're locking people up out here with this medication in their own mind. There's a lot of stuff to look for, but you got to be able to see it because the war is invisible and the weapons are silent. Can't see them. But they're working against you every day. You know, and I, brother, I don't know exactly what it is you want me to say. If you would ask some questions, I could touch on something, because in the general area, I'm just, you know, I don't want to just babble and skip from place to place. So, I mean, if there's something specific you want to know.
Oh, good. I want to give you a scenario real quick while you was at where you went.
Okay.
Being that you've experienced that before and you hear some of the things these guys go through now. Say, for instance, there's a situation where guys have filled out their paperwork. They've exhausted all their remedies to get a solution for certain problems or issues that they're having. Okay. And they go as far as, like, the commissioner, you know what I'm saying, which are main offices in Jackson. Okay.
Right.
Once they have exhausted all their remedies, and guys have come together and they said, okay, we got proof, we got paperwork, we got all this. What are some of the steps like that can be done as far as connecting with the community on the outside? Is there things that can be done that can connect those two?
Well, actually, bro, with us being on the phone, you're doing it right now. You see, because if you are going to do some legal stuff from in prison, they're not going to care. It has to be somebody from outside. You know, like I know that if those people in there know you ain't got no family, they tend to treat you bad. You know, you get treated bad.
Word.
So the thing of it is that you need this is exactly what I'm speaking of. You need programs with a list of lawyers that are willing, and you can get them to do it through the nonprofit situation. They'll come in and provide legal help for them. You see? So they won't be just doing it, because it looks a lot better for an actual lawyer or somebody with some reputability to go and get together collectively and do this, because they're not incarcerated, number one. And number two, they are real lawyers, and they want something. You see, when you put them in a position like this, this gives them political position to elevate. And in order for them to get that, you know, you put the program in play, and I'm working on all of these programs that I speak of now. You put it in place to where they got legal aid, you see, where they got things that somebody that they can go to, like the Truth Project, you know, how they go back and they find people that were wrongly incarcerated, something like this. And that's what you do. You have to have the impact that you want to change in there. It has to happen out here. But in order for it to happen out here, you have to know what's going on in there. And you have to have a collective effort on both sides, you see? And then that way, when you're pulling people out of there, they're educated, they know something, and then they can come into a situation to where they're not alone. They can make that transition. They'll know that, look, my mind's not going to be right for at least 2 years. I'm full of testosterone. They're going to have to know what's happening to them mentally first, because a lot of us don't. I was just fortunate enough to, you know, read and learn about the prison and the way things affect your mind, because that's where it begins, the way you think.
Okay, for the minds of the guys that's on the inside, Smoke, I want to ask you your personal opinion on something. Do you think, with enough effort, that the communities on the outside could come together and make a stand on the behalf of the family members and people that's on the inside? Because this is a vision that these guys have had, and we've all shared for a long time, of getting people to finally understand and see what really goes on. And it's like, because of these deaths and everything, people are now awakened to what's going on. But, like, do you think there's a possibility that the community could come together? And if so, could you give us any type of advice on what could be done to make that happen?
Well, I don't think that it's like the sister said when she tried to put a protest together. As soon as the police came up or jail or something, they declined. So what that means is that these people are willing, but the situation is not suitable enough for them to express what they really feel in their heart because of the fear of what they may go through in doing so. So what you're saying is. We really already doing it, but it doesn't. I don't think it would necessarily work like getting people together out here from the onset. That would be something that would happen later. You have to build a base and you have to get strong first. And so what that means is that, like right now with my wife and I, we're putting together a nonprofit situation and putting programs in there that would allow us to go into the prison And the mission is to go to every prison in all 50 states and share and see what's going on and connect names and create a list. You see what I'm saying? So you won't just have to do it in Mississippi. You can do it all over the U.S., you see, because it's people that feel like we feel right now, that want to do what we're trying to do right now. And so everything that you want to see happen, it has to happen through paperwork. It has to happen in a way that they understand. And like I say, when you go in with these programs, you can get stuff done. You can get stuff done because they'll let you in the prison with the faith base, and you can actually get there with the conditions. You can provide programs, and the government will pay for it. You see? You can do things and have things set up like this here because the people are not going to come together on a situation if they feel like they're going to be in danger or go to jail, especially when they don't understand fully or never been in a situation like that. So you make the situation feasible for them to come together, and that means that you get it organized and in the right way, and when they do come together, they'll have a voice. It's just not somebody, you know, doing it because they don't care. You can march till the cows come home. This is not something that they're going to care about in particular by itself. But when you have the right people and the right connections behind you and you have paperwork and you have government funding, then you can go in because that's what they want. They want money. And so you have to give them what they want and show them, okay, we doing this here. It's going to boost them up and give them, okay, I'm doing my job. I'm warden of the year. That's what they do. They look for things to take credit for. So you have to give them something that's going to make them look good. Get in there, do your thing, get your program started, and start going in and showing these guys what to do from a mental aspect. The first thing and the first component is to have your mind right before you come out of there. And that means that you got to be educated because you're going to be institutionalized, you know, because you being in there. It's just like Ivan Pavlov, and I don't know if y'all know about this, but I read a lot. With the dog, every time he fed the dog, he rang the bell. And so sooner or later, all he had to do was ring the bell, and the dog correlated the bell to food, and he started salivating. See, that's what happens to us in there. They take you through a series of conditioned responses to keep you under control. I heard the brother speak about the food. They put saltpeter in the food, and it messes you up, you know, to try to keep your nature down. It messes, all of these things need to be addressed, but you can't address them by going to talk to the congressman or whomever. His job is to keep you locked up and to keep making money off you, whoever it is, because this is business. That's all it is. And if you look at it in any other way, it's not going to happen. You have to bring business to business to get business done. And so, you know, like I said, to do this thing and to rally people, you have to have something in place. Because if you rally something, you rally them together, and you don't have anything set in place to, you know, a pretty much a paperwork business net, so to speak, to get your terms and conditions met, because it has to go through a process and it has to be done in a legitimate, right way that they respect and that they understand. You know, but as far as going to them, fight the black, it's not going. You have to, like I said, this is an invisible war with silent weapons. And if you can't see, and I'm not talking about with the 2020 vision you got, if you can't see with your mind, then you probably ought to go try to find somebody that you want to learn something from and try to get yourself into a position to where you can see. And like I said, and you can hear. And I'm not talking about the ears. You have to be able to grasp the psychological aspects of what's going on in order to be proficient in making a change. And change is very necessary. So I hope I answered your question on that, brother.
All good, all good. Shay, would you like to elaborate on anything before we get ready to move to this don't do it? Let's see if y'all ready for this don't do it. I'm going to pick on somebody in a minute. Where you at, Shay?
I'm here.
Anything you'd like to elaborate on, Sister Shay, before we move to this don't do it?
No, I mean, he pretty much covered everything. Like he said, it's so important to begin to perceive the obstacle. So the ones on the inside as well as the outside can begin to build strong emotional intelligence and resilience to fight the system. I say it all the time. It's a major system with a lot of moving parts. So you have to be ready psychologically to go up against, you know, a system that has been in place just about as long as slavery. So with that being said, I'm ready for the don't do it.
Oh, man. Check this out, man. Listen. I got a situation. Smoke, I'm going to leave you on for here, right? Okay.
All right.
This new, y'all. Oh, don't do it. This is what we do. We discuss goals. We discuss being focused. We've discussed on the do's and don'ts, right? So right now what we're going to do is we're going to pick on a caller. We're going to ask them a question, and we want them to tell us what you're not supposed to do in that situation. Not what you're supposed to do, but what you don't supposed to do. So that's why we call that don't do it, man. And with that being said, y'all, we're going to kind of slide on down to the don't do it section.
Don't do it.
Hey.
I'm going through it.
I'm coming, caller. I hope you're ready now.
Don't do it.
Gotta find somebody. Hey, we like y'all answer it. We'll be a prize.
Don't do it. I'm going through it.
Going into the pocket tonight, y'all.
Don't do it.
Hey.
His big brother threw across the.
Okay. We're going to find us a caller, and we're going to use this number right here. 662-998. Caller, are you on? I can't give y'all a last. I really went too far in. Where y'all, where you at? Can you hear me? If you have stage fright, we do understand. Let us know that. We will move on to the next person. But we're going to get somebody. You hear me? This is a chance to win a little quick $25 gas money, whatever you want to call it. You know what I'm saying? But we're going to give y'all some of this don't do it real quick. Hold on one second. 601. Let me see if I can. 601-699. Are you on?
Yeah, I'm here. Yeah, I'm on.
Oh, good. You kind of breaking up a little bit, man. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Oh, good. Okay, we're going to give you a situation, right? Okay. If you are in captivity,
let's just say, since we're talking about guys that's in prison, if you are in prison and you're in a situation where the water is unsafe to drink, okay, and you come home, you told your family members about it, you've done paperwork, right? And there's a situation where you're thirsty. I'm gonna make this hard. What are you not supposed to do in that situation?
I'm not supposed to drink the water coming out the faucet.
Okay. Why?
Contaminated. It ain't no good for my body.
Okay, now, for the people that's listening, for those who don't know, a little education, if you could help that situation, is there anything or any type of advice you can give guys just listening to make that water better? Is there anything that you can do to help this situation?
Well, you're speaking to us?
Yeah, if you're in that situation where the water's unsafe for you and you need to drink some water, is there anything that you can do about that situation to make that water better?
Well, you have to analyze. If I was in there, but I've been in this situation similar, you have to analyze the whole situation first. Number one, you're right, don't drink the water. Now, you got choice. You can get informed about how to make the water safe to drink via the microwave. That would be my first thought process, if I could heat it or do whatever, because they're going to have to get the water straight sooner or later. You know that, because even though they don't, you know, treat you all that well, water is a requirement, because they're going to need you to work. And they're not going to want everybody to drink this water and get sick, because that's going to be a high medical bill for them. So you know that help is on the way with the water soon. But if you just thirsty, and you're at the point of exhaustion, then what you're going to have to do is go to that door. And you're going to have to let them know. You're going to have to try, if you have family member, if you don't have family member, get somebody that you know got family members and have them to call like they're your family members. And that is going to get you the help you need. But if you go out that door trying to bug by yourself, they can take you somewhere and kill you, and you won't need no water no more. You see? So what you need to do is just try to think of a way to be safe, you know, and look at your options and put a list of things that you can do that's not going to get you in no trouble.
Because they don't care about you. All good. Now, good. My bad, Smoke. All good. Mm-hmm. You gave the answer to what I needed to hear. Call us 601-699. I didn't get your name, but you are back on. I was looking for the water bowl, but because you did answer the question the way I wanted you to, I'm going to be right tonight, do the right thing, and tell you that you did win 25. If you do have a pen, you can text me at 601-258-230, and I will send $5 to you, my brother. Appreciate you calling in and being part of the show, man. Hey, listen, again, one more time, right here in the middle now, 601-258-0230. Write that number down, take, and I'm going to give you a little trivia question just to make sure it's you. But I already see what the business is, because I got your number. You know what I'm saying? So I'll
say it one more time, fam.
It's you, fam. 601-258-0230. 258-0230. Got me?
I got you.
All good, man. Appreciate you, man, for being a part of that. Hey, man, check it out. Don't drink that water if it's not good for y'all, man. Please do not drink water if it's not good for y'all. You heard? Don't do that at all. That is him. Y'all get that water. Y'all put it in the microwave. Y'all boil it, man. You know what I'm saying? Boil all of that. That bad about it, man. Get it up out of there so it can be drinking for y'all, man. That's a good tip. We appreciate it, man. And educate y'all guys on something that can assist y'all. That being said, we're going to move on further in the show. In about 10 minutes, let me talk about the trivia question on the show today. We'll give you an opportunity to win another $25 so that you can put gas in your car, whatever you want to do with it. You know what I'm saying? Don't make me no difference. But it's just part of appreciation for you tuning in to the show and showing that you really paid attention. With that being said, Smoke, I heard you got a book out and some more stuff. What you got going on, fam? Let us know what you got going on, fam.
Oh, okay, yeah. My wife and I, man, I just got a book published called Happy Death Day, and what it speaks of is that, you know, most of the things that I brought to the table musically was like murder, kill stuff. So that was kind of like my catch thing. But what it is, this is actually a very positive thing. It talks about killing off the part of yourself that causes you to kill yourself. So if you got anything negative in your life that's bringing death to you or bringing you mental stress, if you kill that, then you have a happier life to live. And you're pretty much killing something before it kills you. You know, and we're all guilty of that. And what this is, what this book does, is it breaks down some of the psychological things that go on to an incarcerated individual. And more so than that, it gives them kind of like a blueprint to make the transition from a place like that to out here. And so it's sold on Barnes & Noble, basically anywhere books are sold. Also, too, my brother Bond, UGK Family, he just dropped an album called Return of the Trill. And we're doing some work together now. I got a street album called Trill Life coming out. So we're just doing music, and the music is not really anything but a commercial and a platform to get these type of things done. But yeah, those are some of the things that I'm working on now.
Oh good, man. Hey, listen, being a pioneer in the industry, I heard you speak of something earlier. I recently myself got an LLC. And I advocate for guys to strive to have the same thing, to do more. You know what I'm saying? For somebody from experience, what are some tips of advice that you can give guys that are aspiring to be book writers or artists or entrepreneurs or have their own companies or even nonprofit organizations? Like, not just the motivation for it, but give us some good tips, man.
Well, the best tip that I can say, man, is that if you don't know what you're doing, ask somebody, because that's what I've been doing. I've had, like, when I had the idea to write this book, I didn't even know it was a book, because what I was doing was just writing letters to myself, doing different things. And so I had to find someone, or God had to bless me, because first of all, you got to keep God at the head. And so things will work out the way they need to, but you have to put yourself. Like, if you want to know about cars, you have to go to somebody that fix cars. You see, you have to have the mind frame to say, okay, you can't tell me how to get $1 million if you don't have it. See, and then more so than that, you got to not only give me $1 million, you have to give me the mindset to go along with $1 million to keep it. So it's like that. It's like the lady said, you have to look for that which you want to become. And that's the thing. It's about people. It's about being able to communicate and convey what you want to do to people. And if you want to write a book, you can write the book in there right now. You see? And that's another thing about the program. There's several guys in there that want to write books. You see? So, I mean, right now we're attempting to put a program together where they can get these books, send them in, and get the books published. You know, and set it up in such a way to where they can have part of the proceeds go to their family. They can start taking care of them from in there, you see. And I know, you know, a couple of people that write books, but you need more. And so they can submit this stuff and we can get it in, and that way they can actually have something to come home to. That's a job, selling a book. You get enough books. I mean, if you think about it, you sell a book at $25 a piece and you sell 100,000 books, how much is that? You see? And that's all on you. And you can do it. You just have to put yourself, have a strong faith in God, and put yourself around the right people. That's the thing you do, because in order to learn, I'm still learning now about different stuff. And I'm eager to learn because I believe in what I'm doing, and I know that in order for me to do it, I'm going to have a certain skill set to get it done. So that means I have to educate myself about what I'm doing in order for me to do it, because you don't want anybody else doing it, because you don't know and they're doing it and they can do anything. So you're going to have to be, you know, up. You can't be lazy-minded, you know. You have to really, really look for what you're trying to do. And there's 501c programs. There's a lot of different programs that set in place already for individuals like us because we've been incarcerated. But you just have to know where to find them. And that's the thing, you know. It's out here. It's out here, but you have to have yourself in a position to where you are focused enough to go find out and talk to the right people and get educated about what you want to do. You know, and with being in there, it gives you a different mind. Your mind is not going to be the same as average people out here because you went through something. So you got to be focused, and you got to try to find the people that are conducive to you doing what you want to do, because you're going to need some help. All the time, fam.
You did. Now, with that being said, for all of y'all who've been listening, I appreciate y'all for listening. But I want to
And you got to answer 3-4 of these questions. If you do, you will win a $25 prize. That money will be given to you today by wire with confirmation sent to you. Email or phone number, doesn't matter. First time I did this right here in a long time, I'm going to just pick this number right here. Let's see what we got right now. Call us 662-398. If you know this is your number, say something now, please. 662-398. You should be able to hear me talking on your phone right now. 662-398. Again, I don't want to say the last four digits of your phone number, but if you hear me, let me know that you're online. Oh, good. Again, if y'all got stage fright, let me know. Even try to hold your hostage on this thing like that. We're just trying to give everybody an opportunity, you know what I'm saying, to be heard. Hold on a second. 769, you're the only person in this area code. 769-203. Caller, can you hear me?
Yeah,
769.
Oh,
good.
Yeah,
All good. Caller, let me, I'm going to give you four questions real quick. I'm going to see if you can show us how much you've been paying attention on the show today. Let's see, y'all. Give us one of the, when we first began the show today, I was giving out some words and I was defining them. Can you give me one of those words that was mentioned?
I didn't call in till 6:12, fam, on the head. I ain't calling in till about 6:13. When I called in, the female was speaking when I called in.
Okay, boom, Shay. Can you give us an answer to, whereas, can you give us a word from which she spoke heavily on during her time of talking?
She spoke about her first tip about getting the sweater and all the real estate time, you know, about just being properly prepared.
Okay. She did say something about being prepared. Okay. Well, we just had a section a while ago where I awarded somebody $25. Did you hear that right? You heard that little section we just had?
Yeah, when you asked the guy about that, they said that he couldn't drink the water where he wasn't supposed to do.
Okay. So that part about what he wasn't supposed to do. Do you remember what we called that section? We called it the what section?
The do's and the don'ts.
Okay, that's close enough. Okay. All the time. Just on the script, I'm going to give you one more, fam. I'm going to give you one more. All right. We had a guy came on the show. That's our guest. And he's on right now. We got him on for a second, but he's on right now. His name?
What'd you say, fam? On your phone, what'd you say now?
I said, can you give me the name of our guest that we have on our show today?
Smoke D, which I have a couple questions for, if you don't mind.
Oh, man. Hey, you know what? On the script that you just wore, $25, fam, I'm going to let you do that, fam. 1 second, do you have that number? 601-258-0230.
Okay, yeah, I got it, fam.
All right, text that number with your information. I have your number wrote down. I will be able to recognize your text with that number. And you send me your information, and I will have the money forward to you. Hey, fam, I'm going to give you a good 2-3 minutes, probably 3-4 minutes right now, man. Whatever question you got for Smoke, man. I'm going to bring Smoke back on. Go ahead, fam.
Okay,
I
appreciate it, fam.
What's up,
bro?
How you doing, fam? I just have a question. When you were speaking on about, I was listening when you were speaking on, about the psychological warfare, and, about when guys get out of prison, it's going to take them approximately 2 years, to get adjusted, to the free world. Can you, just a little elaboration on exactly what you meant by that, as you saying, speaking on, like, spiritually or, mentally or what?
Well, actually, I was speaking on both, man, because, like I said, the realest thing I found in there was God. God is the biggest gangster, biggest hitman I know, because it's all real. And so from that point, if you can start staying with a healthy, if you, I don't know what your religion is, but whatever it is, you have to pick up the book in which the religion of your choice and just read a couple of lines, because your eyes and your ears are, they receive stuff into you. And so what I mean by the psychological thing, it takes relatively 2 years for you to be adequately good at anything. But it's the same way once you get incarcerated. It takes you about 2 years to totally disconnect from the street, because you're trying to hold on to things that you can't keep, in life and all of that there. But once those 2 years pass, you notice that what we like to call it now is getting on automatic. You're worrying about the inside. You're not thinking about the outside. But then you're in there for so long, you're conditioned so much because you had to live in there. So your mind is adjusted to being in there. And it takes relatively 2 years. You can look it up to be a master or a genius at anything. And you'll notice it because it's real, but you won't really know the impact if you came, you got in and you went out. You're not going to know. I had to go back twice to understand what was happening to me. And so when I got out, because I had been in there, my body was out, but my mind was used to there. I went to the toilet while I was at the house taking one pants leg out like I was still in prison. And I had to realize that I've been conditioned, And it's no way around it. You see, it's going to naturally happen anyway. But you got to know what's happening to you when it comes. You see, you're going to be extra angry because you had to be around testosterone in a micro society of men for a number of years. So you're going to have to give yourself time to readjust. Your mind is going to readjust on its own. You just need to know what's happening to you while it does that. If you want to ask a question, go on Google. Don't ask nobody. You have to be real careful. I don't drive right now because I don't trust people. If I get in the car with someone, and I just got out of jail, I get in the car with someone, I really don't know what's going on. And they can be smiling and all that stuff, but you jump in the car with this individual and turn yourself into a smothered pork chop sandwich because you don't know what they got going on. You have to give yourself a chance. And so that means that you're going to spend a lot of time either alone or by around positive people that are conducive to you accomplishing what you want to accomplish. You know what I'm saying? And you definitely can't be an eagle thinking like a chicken, bro. And you got to consider yourself an eagle, believe in yourself. When nobody else don't, you have to put yourself around people that's going to make it make sense. And they're usually going to be people that don't talk, because talking makes friends. I got you and all of this here. You pretty much got to depend on God, yourself, and then try to seek out good people, because you need more than God. You need good people, too. You need good people. And so that's what I mean. You have to give yourself time, because what you're trying to do, your brain is designed to do it anyway. But if you don't know, you're going to go and you're going to trip up and you're going to fall. Because your mind is still prison thinking. It's still a prison way of thinking. And people are not used to that out here. Way more aggressive, way more, So, yeah, that's what I mean. That's all of them, bro.
Okay, I have one more question, if you don't mind. What advice would you give one when you said it's best for one to educate themselves and get up on themselves while they in prison, and find out who they are? What steps would you tell one to take to do that?
Okay, well, it's real simple, bro. I mean, like, in order to put a title on something, you first must know what it is. And the more that you learn words, just a dictionary and words, and understanding, the words that you speak, that's going to give you, that's going to open your vocabulary up so you can understand. Like, I didn't know what a pseudo-narcissist was. I had to go find out and read because I was thinking a certain way, or I seen somebody think a certain way. I read. I read now. Now I read off my phone because I don't have to have a book, you see. But it's knowing words. And you can't say that, you know, you got a high propensity, or you can have the percent. You got to know what words, because people use words. If I say lucid, you got to know that that means clear. See, that's how you do it, and that's how you open yourself up. You have to learn words to accomplish what you're trying to accomplish on that note, because you're not going to be able to, even if you knew something was wrong with you, if you didn't know the word or the diagnosis of it or the definition of it, you couldn't even tell me. You couldn't tell yourself, you couldn't tell anybody. So you have to educate yourself by learning words, reading stories, you know, things that are applied to knowledge, not no fun and money stuff or no fairy tale stuff that's real, you see, books that are applicable to psychological books. You have to open up your mind, and you'll have what they call epiphanies. It's like your mind opens up. It opens up. The more knowledge you gain, it opens up, because you can connect the words and relate to what people are talking about. You see? Now, I've applied myself in there, and you can do the same, to where I can go in the ghetto and talk, and I can go into a boardroom with somebody and speak very eloquently. You have to be able to communicate to get what you're going to get done. I can talk just as slick as you're talking right, you know, but I don't, it's just the way it is. They're not going to want to see you, bro. You say, what's that, man? Yeah, man, what's that? What's going on? That doesn't work. Not in all situations. If you're in the ghetto, yeah. But then you have to be able to code switch. If you go in a boardroom, you're going to have to learn those unwritten rules. And the only way to do that is to learn words. Learn words. Get you a dictionary. Get you a thesaurus. Get you some books, your religion of choice, and learn words. If you don't do them, put them by your bed at night and just read a little bit. Understand what it means. You see? And you're going to have problems when you start growing, because people around you are not growing as much as you. And ignorance always attacks intellect. But to answer your question, learn words, bro.
All good. All good, man. Don't forget, fam, to hit me on the number, bro, so I can get that bread to you, bro, because we ain't. We handle that Bim Bam on this show. Hey, Smoke D, we really, truly appreciate you for coming on the show today, man. It was truly a blessing. Truly a blessing.
Man, it's my good pleasure. Anything for the call, bro.
All the time. All the time. You already know we're going to communicate further, man. We got each other contact, so, you know, we're going to make sure, man, what we talked about, fam, is further discussed. With that being said, man, we're at the end of our show. We're closed in the last few seconds. Kind of all at the end of this show. Shay, how you doing? You all right?
I'm good.
Okay, all good. Listen, we're finna get ready to ride out this show. Is there anything you want to say to these listeners who've been faithfully listening to the show from the beginning to now?
You know, again, like Smoke D said, there are a lot of things that one needs to understand. It is such a thing as the unwritten law of containment, and that's all the prison system is. And once you understand where you are and what's going on and begin to educate yourself, like you said, by reading has always been fundamental, and you have to be able to make the adjustment, and don't let prison break you. You break it. So with that being said, God bless you all. I thank you all for taking out the time to call in and listen to words of encouragement. Have a good night.
All the time, y'all. That's our show, man. Listen, this has been the Movement 720. I'm your host, OG, handling that cave, Mr. Bim Bim. We done rolled out. Hey, we did the Don't Do It. Did a trivia question. We had Sister Shay speak of peace and a knowledge and a wisdom. We had Mr. Smoke D come on. Man, an underground king, y'all. You heard me? That was love, y'all. That was truly a blessing. We appreciate you, Smoke, man. Hey, with that being said, y'all, man, appreciate y'all for tuning in to this show. It's a blessing to have y'all, and y'all support is very, very welcome, very
appreciate it. And with that being said, OG handling that business. Y'all have a blessed day, a blessed night. Thank you.